Rich, why don't you come and sing for us tonight? And it's so good to be in the house of the Lord. And we're so thankful you're here with us. And I'm waiting for that breakthrough. I read in the history of our nation that in 1947, many pilots tried to break through what we know now as the sound barrier. Some wrote in their diaries that at certain speeds, at certain heights, they'd encounter invisible forces that would shake their aircraft and fear would fill their hearts, and they'd come back to earth. But in 1947, a man from West Virginia by the name of Chuck Yeager, he crawled into an X-1 rocket plane and told his comrades on the ground, "I'm going through today or I'm coming apart." He wrote in his diary later that when he encountered this invisible force, he started to return back to earth, and then he remembered what he told his friends there on the ground. So he reaches over and pulls that throttle wide open. And boom, that's when we heard the first boom, sonic boom, as he broke through the sound barrier. I don't know about you, but I'd like to break through that barrier tonight. I'd like to touch God tonight. I'd like to feel the Holy Ghost tonight. You've been a little too quiet for me. I like to see the moving of the Spirit of the Lord. And I don't care whether I preach or not. But if God's Spirit gets wound up in the hearts of the people, that really makes it worthwhile. Oh, we want to thank you for all the good things you've been bringing in for us to eat. We appreciate that. Want to thank you for the offering. Want to get that out of the way. These ladies have been bringing in this morning. Before most of you got up, I done had a slab of coconut cream pie and another slab of pecan pie. And just wait until Shirley could get them bacon and eggs going just right. And boy, you got to keep going if you're going to go. And it takes stuff like that to keep you going. And I'm so glad to be here, and you're here. And we've got some wonderful people here tonight. We're missing some people. But we need those that are here to be participants. Leon was preaching a message, and he said out here, and he's talking about a boxing match, and said out here is about 20,000 people who are critics, critiquing that boxing match and them boxers. But said that only two men were taking a chance on getting hurt. And in this ring I'm in here tonight, oh, I don't want to be the only one. I want you to step out on the enemy's territory and claim the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'd like to see how many needs a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let's see your hand. And how many wants to be renewed in that power? I'm looking at Brother Charles Moore now. He's just a little bit behind me in age. And there's Sister Boxley back there. I don't know whether she's... You ahead of me or behind me? No, she's not going to say. But she's pretty close to me. And I'm looking at them. But though this outward man perish, this inward man can be renewed day by day. Oh, yes, the inward man needs a renewing. How long has it been since you've been renewed? Say, well, I prayed through the Holy Ghost 35 years ago. I don't care what you had 35 years ago. What do you have tonight? If that same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead be in you, it shall also quicken your mortal bodies. That word quicken means bring alive.
Oh, I ask her to sing. Sing, Sister Rich.
Well, I'm going to sing an old song. You can help me. It's called Blessed Assurance, and that's what I want tonight. You know, of all the requests that I've listened to late, Lee, and the needs that we met, the needs that we need to the Lord to meet, and I can't do it, and you can't either. But, you know, I was thinking of Sister Beverly. I kind of can sympathize with her because I've been there. And I told her just Monday when she went into surgery before, I said, if you can get that blessed assurance that Jesus is with you, you may have some hard times, but that'll keep you. And that's what has kept me up until this present time.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heirs of salvation, pardon of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, rain from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love.
Sing it with her tonight. Sing it with her.
Oh, this is my story. Oh, this is my song. Praising my submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Oh, watching and waiting, looking above, oh, filled with His goodness, oh, lost in His love. Oh, this is my story. Oh, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Hallelujah. What a story. What a story it is to tell. If you have your Bibles tonight, please turn with me to the 25th chapter of the book of St. Matthew's Gospel. And then I'm going to read to you out of the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Glad to have my cousin, Wanda, and Walter with us tonight. They drove 60 miles one way. And this is not the first night. I think it's the second night or third night. Two nights they've been here. We're glad to have them here. And want them to keep on coming down here and getting their souls fed. I think where they're going, they're getting starved out. And they got to get down here where they can get some real gospel food. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. 25th chapter, St. Matthew, how many have it? Say amen. I read from verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. And the wise answered, Nay, not so, lest there be not enough for us and for you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. I told you I'd preach tonight by the help of the Lord on midnight and no oil. Last night I preached on midnight and no bread. Midnight and no oil. If you'll study your Bible, you'll find that all through the Bible, oil is symbolic of the Holy Ghost. References can be made all through the Bible of oil being symbolic of the Holy Ghost. And the anointing of God, and when we anoint with oil up here to pray for the sick, there's not much healing power in that oil. It's only symbolic of the Holy Ghost anointing that can come upon you and the healing power that can heal your body. When we anoint with oil, people think sometimes, oh, they're using medicine. And one man was charged, one preacher a few years ago, they charged him for using medicine without a license. Finally, they discovered that there was really no healing power in that oil. So here's what I want to tell you. The oil is symbolic of the Holy Ghost. But even though there's not much power in the oil, what it symbolizes has a lot of power. That is the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, I want to read to you from the 2 Kings chapter 4, and then we'll get right into the message, and I'm going to have Brother Kingfish over there and Brother Catfish to help me a little bit after a while. But turn with me to the 4th chapter of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 4. Here's what the Bible says in verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that the servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? If you holiness preachers ever want to preach holiness, you can find it right there. What hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed, and she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. As I've already stated, oil is symbolic of the Holy Ghost. And in my text tonight in the book of Kings, this woman has a problem. Her husband, a good man who was a son of the prophets, had died, leaving her with two sons and leaving a heavy debt upon her. And this woman had a creditor who came knocking on her door demanding payment. And there seems no way to pay her debt. Her problem drives her to seek out an answer. And my text starts out, now there cried a certain woman. Oh yes, the first step in getting oil is to start crying out. Oh, we don't want to cry out. We've got too much pride. We want folks to think we're too holy to have a need. Or we're too separated to have a need. Or we're too full of the power of God to have a need. But I'm going to tell you, one of the worst things you can ever do is get so big you outgrow your need of God and the oil of the Holy Ghost. So here's what happened. Oh yes, the creditor came and this woman started crying out. You have problems here tonight? Open your mouth. Start crying out to God. The problems that are here tonight, they're not going to go away. You can ignore them, but they'll not disappear. But there is a way to find an answer. Oh, yes. Many will understand that if I get in there, or will not understand, but if they get in here and worship God, people's going to say, well, they're a little wacko. If they raise their hands, people are going to say, man, what's going on? And if somebody stands up, especially when the preacher's preaching holiness, they're going to say, what's wrong with them? But hear what I want to tell you. This woman started crying out. She opened her mouth. She realized things was not going to get better. And she started crying out in the midst of all of her pride that she might have had. She overrode that and started crying out. Pride's going to dance on your grave if you die without Jesus Christ. Pride's going to dance on your grave if you die without the oil. Oh, yes. This text that I read to you, there were five virgins. That means they were all clean. They were all pure. Oh, but five of them were wise and five were foolish. And the five that are wise, they all had lamps. And they all had lamps burning. And they all took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. But then the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And at midnight when that cry was made, the foolish realized that their lamps had gone out. Over our Pentecostal and holiness churches and other churches as well across this nation, I wonder what would be the honest cry of the hundreds of people that are in the churches if they just admit that our lamps have gone out. Oh, we're out of oil. We've ran out of oil. No longer do we feel that Holy Ghost. No longer do we feel that wonderful Spirit moving in our souls. Oh, yes. Now listen to me. While you have breath, while you're able, why not cry out? Why not make your needs known? Those 10 lepers cried out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. You say, yeah, they were just lepers. Well, are we any better? If we have needs, we must cry out. Now listen to me. It is not enough in our holiness churches for us just to have a list of do's and don'ts and a certain discipline that we follow. Although we believe in modesty, you don't see no women up on this platform tonight without dresses on. We don't allow pantsuits in this church up front. We don't allow pants up here in front. Sends a double signal. Oh yes, some churches that go, they look like bullfighters out of old Mexico. They got their pants on so tight. Oh, yes. You know that's right. Oh, yes. And not up on the organ, on the music, leading the songs. Our church has a standard. But you hear what I'm telling you. I'm preaching to our church right now. Our standard is not enough. Our dress code is not enough. Oh, yes, our beautiful choir that sings so good is not enough. And our pastor that preaches so well is not enough. We've got to have moves of the Holy Ghost. We've got to tell our children there's more to this than just a list of do's and don'ts. There is a Spirit of God that they must make contact with, and they must feel that power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. You say, well, we'll hold them. You cannot get the dresses long enough on your daughters to keep them pure if they don't get a touch of God in their lives. All right, Pastor.
Yes,
hallelujah. You're the one that asked me to preach this revival. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me. A unified effort of the entire congregation will bring the move that brings the oil. Oh, yes. Hear this woman's sad story I read about. The creditors come, and according to the Jewish economy of that day, Leviticus chapter 25, if there was a debt owed, it was allowed that the creditor could come and take her sons. But there is a greater principle involved, and this is what I want you to hear. The creditor did not just want the debt paid, he wanted the next generation. And that's what the devil wants from this holiness church. He wants the next generation. He may let a few old white heads like me go through, and a few old bald heads go through. Oh, yes, he might let us pass on by. Oh, yes, he might let us go through. But let me tell you, he wants this next generation. He wants our children. Oh, yes. Whenever when the children of Israel were in Egypt's bondage and Pharaoh was holding them captive, finally he said, go ye that are men as plagues begin to fall and serve your Lord. But let your wives and your little ones be stayed. Then he made another compromise. Go ye, but leave your children and your cattle here. But I like what Moses said. When we leave here, we're taking our wives and our children. We're taking our cattle and our herds. We're not even going to leave a hoof down here in Egypt. When we leave out here, we're out of here, we're making a clean break. Oh, we're getting out of here. And hear me, church, if we do not have the moving of the Holy Ghost, our children will be wrapped up in so many things. We give our children everything but the oil. We give them Nintendo games and their own cell phones and cars and four-wheelers and nice clothes, everything but the oil. But oh, I ask this church this quotation. Are we willing to sacrifice? I want every young person here that's under 18 to come and stand down here in front. I want you to come. Hallelujah. Well, you children can come. All of you can come. Hallelujah. Not as many here tonight as I thought there would be. But thank God for them. But I ask you this question. Come on, honey. Yeah, you can come. And this other little girl, where's yours? Was she asleep? Oh, you can come. Are we willing to sacrifice them before we acknowledge our lack of oil? Before we take inventory? Yes, they say we're in an oil crisis, and you go to the pumps and you'll see gas prices rising and rising. And I wouldn't doubt me before the end of the year, it's going to be over $4 a gallon. And I hope I'm a false prophet on that one. But anyhow, listen to me. They say we're in an oil crisis. And I don't know whether one will remember our cousin. I don't know whether it's her cousin or not. My cousin, Jack Brentsfield. You remember him? He was Aunt Lois's son. He worked right out here in this Anadarko Basin. He said, I don't know why we're importing oil. I don't know why we're dependent on foreign oil when right here in the Anadarko Basin, we've got enough oil to supply this state and several other states right here. And let me tell you something. I don't know why people look to other places, try to go to some other church beside the Holiness Church. We got the oil right here. That's why I say, please worship Him. For when we worship Him, we activate the oil. We get the oil moving. When we start lifting up the name of Jesus, He said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me, lift him up higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. The choir said, speak his name. How many knew his name was a strong tower? And the righteous run into it and are saved. Pastor, I've got a well-worn path to that high tower. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me preach on just a little bit longer. But here is the sad part. We don't want to acknowledge that we need more oil. We want to say, well, we're down there at New Mission Holiness Church, and we do have an excellent pastor. His wife is an excellent woman. Keep on making them coconut cream pies. I'll keep on bragging on you. Hallelujah. She's an excellent woman. We got wonderful people here. Oh, and I have some of my best friends in the world's right here. And I don't think there's a grown man in this church that knows me. If I told them I needed $20 tonight, if they had it, they wouldn't loan it to me. They're my friends. But that's not enough. That's not enough. Can you give me the oil? No, but here's what you can do. We can create an atmosphere that is so pleasant to the Holy Ghost that He'd be more than willing to come down and saturate us with oil. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, listen, we got the children up here and we're going to let them go back in just a moment. But I want the children to know that this old white-headed preacher has vowed to preach you the truth. No matter what it costs me, I'm for you. I'm for your soul. If you ever need help, go to your pastor first. If he's not available, you can come to me, and I'll give you the best advice that I have. Because I want these souls to make it into heaven. Oh, yes. I want them to make it into heaven. But listen, just saying, you can't wear that. You can't go there. You can't do this. You can't do that. That's not going to get it. They've got to feel the presence of the Lord. And they've got to get them an experience all of their own. They're not too young. I had one niece that went through the Holy Ghost when she was 3 years old. Baptized with the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. And how long did she speak in tongues, Shirley? Over an hour. 3 years old, God filled her with the Holy Ghost. You never get too young, but you can put it off and put it off until you're too old. I remember some old man that come to this church. You remember him, lived back up here by Woody's Chapel. I went back and talked to him one night. He said, Brother Hewitt, you remember? He wasn't brother then. I went back and talked to him. He said, I'm 80 years old, I think, or somewhere past 80. He said, I've never been saved. I'll never forget that night. He said, can't see real good. Would you take me by the hand and lead me down to that altar? We brought him down here. He got saved. Wasn't very long, just a few days, and he was gone on to eternity. Look at the mercy of God. But hear me. You've got to have the oil. Oh, look at these precious children. Man, oh man, oh man. What a group of boys and girls. What a great group of them. Oh, yes, and wonderful. Hallelujah. 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 But nothing would make me happier than for God to speak some of these young hearts and say, hey, I will carry the word. I will be a witness. I will testify. I will try to fill those shoes that my old evangelist told me about and my pastor before they left here. We'll try to take their place. We got to have somebody. All right, I'm going to hurry here. This woman, the creditor was come. So you boys can sit down all except the kingfish over there and catfish here. Come here. Said, we got to have, I don't know their names. It works out pretty good. They know who I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, this woman, the man of God says, tell me, since you're in such trouble, they're going to take your two sons to be bondmen. Tell me, what have you got in your house? And she said, thy handmaiden hath nothing. Oh, wait a minute. Save a pot of oil. That was it. That was it. Oh, yes. And it told these two boys, told her sons, the man of God instructed me to go borrow vessels, empty vessels, not a few. So, come on here, Brother Moore. They went and said, well, all we got is this one's getting kind of old, a little bit bald-headed here. That's all we got. Well, he didn't say what age. Go get a little one over here. One of the little ones. All we got is this little vessel. That's all right. Didn't say what size. All we got is a little pretty one here. Come on. That's okay. That's all right. That's the only kind of vessel we got, just this little pretty one here. Hallelujah. Brother Brent, leave your post of duty. All we got is this big tall vessel here. But that's okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's all we got, just this big tall one here. And I'm looking for a round one. A big round one. Oh, hallelujah. I don't want to embarrass nobody here. No, nobody. If you didn't have a headache, I'd bring you on up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, how about this brother right here? Yeah, just get a big ground one here. And come on up here front, if you will. Oh, yes. We're going to fill these vessels up here in a little while. God bless you. Yes, sir. Come on up here, man. You're just the man we're looking for. Hallelujah. That's all we got, this big round one. That's all right. That's all right. Then we got one that's getting on up there in years, but she needs to be filled too. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Go borrow vessels. Empty vessels. Don't just borrow a few. Get as many as you can get. Hallelujah. Borrow them. Oh, borrow. We're already in debt. I said, borrow vessels and borrow empty ones. Why borrow empty ones? Because God cannot fill you if you're already filled with something else. He cannot put His Holy Ghost all in you if you're full of the world. If you're thinking about the movies, if you're thinking about worldly things, He can't fill you with the oil of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. Go borrow Him. Go borrow, not a few. How about a white-headed vessel? Come on up here. Hallelujah. And yeah, you're not up there all by yourself. I'll ask Marvin to come up here with you and he'll join in with these bawling vessels. Look at this. And then this little guy here, come here. Boy, I'm so glad to see him back here at the house of the Lord. Are you? Oh, yes. You want to come up here too, aren't you, Riley? Come on. Hallelujah. Borrow vessels. Don't borrow a few. Oh, borrow as many as you can get. And then you go in and you take, hand me that oil. I'm not going to pour you out, but hand me the oil. You take that vessel of oil and you take these vessels and you fill them up. Oh, yeah. Glug, 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 glug. Glug, setting them aside, glug, 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 glug. Hallelujah. Fill every one of them up and set them aside. And the mother said, son, bring me another vessel. And he said, there's no more vessels, but she still had oil. God did not run out of oil. They ran out of vessels. And there's more than we can bring to the house of God. God's got an ample supply to fill every one of them. You can be seated. Brother Moore, help you back there. Somebody will. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Let's all stand to our feet. Midnight and no more. One of these days we're going to run out of time. You won't have time to get the oil. You better get busy. You better do something now. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Well, I got all my notes yet to preach, but I'm going to do away with them and tell you that here was the instructions that the man of God gave to this woman. The Bible said after she had filled all of those vessels with her two sons, the oil stayed. That has two meanings. That means it stopped flowing, but it also means it remained. Hear me. Then he said, then the man of God told her, you go sell the oil, pay your debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Oh, hallelujah. Say, well, nobody want what I have. I ask you, say, man, we really had a blessing. I was just so blessed. I ask you, did you have anything to sell? Did you set any bondmen free? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We're supposed to have enough to set bondmen free. And you say, well, nobody will want what I have. If nobody wants what you have, you've got the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, if all you have is just an emotional experience, that's all folks are going to get from you. I know some people, they can't hardly wait till they get to the choir to start twisting. They're twisting before they leave their seats. They're already just trying to put an emotional feeling over on people. Emotion is good, but it's not enough. Emotions you can find at the ball game. But Holy Ghost shouting and blessings is hard to find. But it's different. It's a different proportion. Now, as I close tonight, midnight and no oil. Five of those virgins waited till the midnight cry was made. And then they realized that their lamps had gone out. Sister Rich and I preached a revival when I was just a young evangelist in eastern Oklahoma. And an old woman would get up about 5 o'clock. They build a fire in the wood fireplace. No, in the wood stove. And she's sitting in an old cane bottom rocking chair. And sing a song. Just think how in death you will feel if the light has grown out in your soul. You ever hear that song? Oh, how sad something it will be if the light has gone out in your soul. She'd get up every morning and sing that song. Well, by the help and grace of God, we're not going to let the lamps go out. How many would just be honest and I need to check my oil? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Listen, I read a scripture in the book of Psalms 92 and 10 today where the psalmist said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Whew. Preachers, if you're having a hard time preaching, get you some fresh oil. Hallelujah. Get anointed with fresh oil. Oh, get a new touch of the Holy Ghost. We're going to open the altar here in just a moment. But I believe that if we'll become vocal like this woman did and cry out to the man of God or cry out to God Himself, which is better yet, you'll find the solution to your problem. We've had some to leave this church. We've had some to leave other churches. I was talking to a group of pastors just this week up there with Sister Beverly Cole. Several pastors there. And people are falling out from the churches now. You know what? It's not God's fault. There's plenty of oil. Oh, I said there's plenty of oil. But I'm going to tell you what. The oil is symbolic of the Spirit, as I've already said. And either the Spirit of the Lord will drive the world out of your life, or the world will drive the Spirit of the Lord out of your life. They both cannot stay in that same house. I'm opening the altar while every head is bowed. I wonder if there'd be one say, Brother Rich, I need to get anointed with fresh oil tonight. Please remember me in prayer. Lift that hand quickly in the name of Jesus. Several hands going up. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's why we preach the gospel. You got to. Church, we've got such a responsibility. Drive down your streets. Say, well, I don't want those kind of people in my church. Let me tell you something. Jesus died for those kind of people. Oh, yes, He did. Yes, He did. And I'm missing a fellow. Brother Richard, where's that Robert at? Boy, you better get an answer. I want him back here in church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we need people. Say, well, don't you realize that every person is a vehicle that's carrying of soul that's more valuable than all the wealth of this world? Every one of them. And only we can bring them to Christ. I'm going to ask those that need to be renewed and refilled to come quickly to this altar right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Midnight and no oil. Oh, it's a terrible thing for midnight to come and no oil in our vessel. Jesus. Man, this altar call is becoming universal. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us right here tonight to acknowledge our oil shortage and cry out to the one that's got an oil supply. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, fill every vessel. Fill them up to overflowing. Oh, God. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fill us with power. Fill us with Holy Ghost fire. Help us to reach out to our lost loved ones. To our lost friends and neighbors. Oh, God, help us to reach out to those on the streets. Those in the prisons. Those in the hospitals. Oh, God, help us to reach out to those that we feel. Oh, God. Oh, that need the Lord. God, help us to have a desire to bring somebody to Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch us afresh. Midnight and no oil. Our lamps have gone out. Oh, God. Help us in Jesus' name. Help us. In Jesus' name, help the church. Help our wonderful people here. Endure with power from on high. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Oh, God, we've got to do more. We've got to be a witness. We've got to be a living witness. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God, we've got to have that oil. Lord, we're close to that midnight hour. We've got to have that oil, Lord. Oh, God, soon and very soon, You're going to come and check our lamps. Lord, I want our lamps to be burning. Oh, hallelujah. I want our lamps to be burning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want our lamps to be burning. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church, and let's pray. God, give us that oil. Give us that oil. Midnight and no oil. Midnight and no oil. God, give us that oil. Oil. That Holy Ghost oil. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, and let's pray that God will endue this church with power. When sinners and backsliders and lukewarmers walk into this place, they can feel the presence of God. They can feel the Holy Ghost as it moves in this church.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Midnight and no oil. Midnight and no oil. Midnight and no oil. Midnight and no oil. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, touch every heart. Touch every soul. Oh, minister Jesus. Open up the windows of heaven. Pour out the Holy Ghost upon each hungry heart. Let us get hungry for the things of God. Let us develop an appetite and a thirst. For you said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It's a positive promise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. Sweet Holy Ghost. Sweet Holy Ghost. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost. Sweet Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ooh, sweet Holy Ghost. Sweet Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to preach the gospel to these people. I won't do it.
I won't do it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we love you. Thank you for these that are here tonight. Oh, these souls that are hungry. We've got to have that breakthrough. We've got to get through that barrier. We've got to get through that enemy that's stretched out a barrier. Lord, we've got to break through the enemy lines and touch Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We've got to have that all in our vessels. Oh, God. Our lamps. Our lamps burning. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Give us a Holy Ghost revival. Give us a move in our church, Lord, of the Holy Ghost. Let vessels overflow. Let us be as David of old when he said, my cup runneth over. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, when we check our oil, help us to see if we need oil, there's only one place we can get it. It's at the throne of grace. Oh, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and fill this thirsting of my soul. Oh, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I thank you for the power of the Spirit and the presence of God. Oh, yes, fill us tonight. Midnight and no oil. Oh, sunset. Oh, God. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to be witnesses. Help our young people, Lord, to see that we're concerned about them, and our children to see that we're concerned about them. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh. 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 Lord, we need you tonight more than we need anything else. Oh, oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain to receive power and glory and honor. Oh, glory to God. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, which is and which was and which is to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, it's not by might. Nothing good that we can do within ourselves. No abilities that we have. Oh, they all pale in comparison of the Holy Ghost and the moving of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. You heard from you. Heard from you. Jail man, prison man. They're right up again. Oh, you gotta get out and do something, man. Killing too much time. going to be midnight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Midnight in the oil. Midnight in the oil. Oh God, saturate our souls. Saturate our souls with the oil of the Holy Ghost. When we come in contact with others, they can feel the presence of God. Oh, God. Lord. Lord, I praise you. Bless these people here tonight, God. Encouraging them, Jesus. Draw them nearer to you. Closer to you, Lord. Draw me closer and nearer. Help me to do better, Lord. Help me to preach better. Help me to pray better in the morning, Lord. And I pray this morning, help me to do it. Lord, you can make it easy. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 How blessed I am to come here and minister the word to you. Brother Moore could have had a lot of young preachers like Brother Juno and Brother Peyton and a lot of those guys that's a lot younger. They letting this old white-headed man preach a few nights here. And I don't know whether you can tell it or not, but I'm doing my best. I'm giving you the best that I've got. I've been praying during the day, studying. And I've been eating a little bit. Some lady supposed to have brought me tonight a dessert called Mile High. Forget what that's called. Mile High something. Mile High chocolate fudge or something. Now, if that thing's a mile high, I invite all you folks over to the house. And we're going to have. Who was it that said they're going? Oh, she's gone. Okay. Hope she didn't leave without leaving that. Well, I never heard of that before. Have you ever heard of a mile-high chocolate fudge something? She said she's got it here for me. Appreciate it. And folks have really been a blessing to us. And this is the first revival I've ever announced my subjects like I have here. But tomorrow night, by the help of the Lord, I'm going to preach on midnight jailbreak. Midnight jailbreak. And every night, that word midnight has stood out to me this week. And I've been working on different things. And tomorrow night I'll preach on midnight jailbreak. The Lord will help me. And we'll see what happens at the end of that jailbreak. You'll be surprised if you don't know. May God bless you now. Good to have Walter and Wanda with us tonight. Good to have. Is that your uncle, Brother Richard? Father-in-law. Oh, you better behave yourself with him. He's bigger than you are. Anyhow, it's good to be here. And Brother Moore has been so cordial. And looking forward to Friday now. Don't get backtracked on that. So we're going to go out for a steak Friday. Is that right? Yeah, that's what you said. So anyhow, May God bless you. I'm going to turn the service back into the hands of our pastor. And we're so fortunate. I don't know what you folks realize or not, but we're so fortunate to have Brother and Sister Moore with us as our pastor. And you won't find no better preaching. I mean, he's consistent. Consistent. You know, some preachers can preach pretty good once in a while. But our pastor, I want you all to come and hear our pastor. He preaches on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights when we're not in revival. And just think about last Sunday morning. Anybody remember besides me what he preached on last Sunday? Oh, yeah, a few hands going up. He preached about your windows being open in prayer. Remember that? Oh, I hope us preachers are getting through to you so you remember it. And so may the Lord bless you, Brother Moore. Turn the service back into your hands tonight.